and welcome to KBMF's wrap-up of last week's meeting of the Butte Silver Bow Council of Commissioners. I'm Daniel Hogan, and every week we will look back at the actions taken by the legislative body of our government and look forward to tonight's agenda, which can be heard live on KBMF starting at 7:30 p.m. So let's get started. As I'm sure you're aware, the COVID-19 pandemic has had an impact on how government meetings take place, and since last March, the council has used the internet to meet virtually. As of the 16th of February, per Chief Executive Gallagher's directive, all government buildings will reopen to the public with strict COVID restrictions such as masks. Council Chair Cindy Shaw has this update about what that means for the commissioners.
To the report of the chair, I do have a couple of things I wanted to bring up tonight. As everyone probably knows, our county buildings are opening up on February 16th. I'm excited about the library reopening and the archives and, of course, the courthouse. With that said, I am in some early dialogue with both our health director, Karen Sullivan, and Kathy Kennison, our IT director, to look into the possibility of opening up in-person meetings for the council. There's obviously some logistics involved, but we have opened up the dialogue, and I am waiting to hear from those are the experts, and I will defer to them. So more to come on that. I'm pretty excited about just that happening someday, but we will at least open that up for some discussion.
Council Chair Shaw also commented on BSB's stance as it relates to Governor Greg Gianforte repealing the statewide mask mandate.
Karen Sullivan did ask me, and I will just say now that we are still, according to our direction, the board had an emergency rule on December 22nd, as you know, where we kept our restrictions as they were, including the mask mandate, and that will stand. We did raise the hours for the taverns and other establishments. As you know, on the 4th, we did that. Otherwise, all of our restrictions stand as they are.
And now getting into the consent agenda for last Wednesday's meeting, the meat of discussion took place over communication number 2021-20, a request from Thomas Davis Jr. of the Silver Bow Tavern Association that the council either waive or drastically reduce fees for beverage, beer, and wine licenses, retail food licenses, and catering licenses for 2021. Mr. Davis of the Tavern Association started off the discussion.
After speaking with many of our members last night, especially our Silver Bow Tavern meeting that was held over at Star Lanes, expressing concerns from other tavern members, they still would like to still pursue the request on the fees, even though that the times had been changed from 10 p.m. closing time to 12:30. So we're still asking for the consideration of the fees being waived. More importantly, the consideration of the all beverage, beer and wine, or wine for some of them. So a lot of concerns about my other members was, in their perspective, we're double taxed, in so to speak, or on the fees. First and foremost, we pay for our business license, which we're able to conduct business within Silver Bow County. In addition to that, we're, as bars and casinos and or venues that facilitate alcohol sales, we're also incorporated another fee, which is all beverage or beer and wine, et cetera, et cetera. So we're just asking if those can be considered to be waived and or mitigated some of the costs.
This item has been on the agenda for several weeks, and as struggling business is a major concern for our elected leaders, it seems they did want to explore every option by looking at the budgetary necessity of those beer, wine, and food licenses before reducing or removing them. Commissioner Sorich had a question about fairness.
You know, what about the people in retail business? Do we reduce their, you know, what about the people that we've all been affected one way or another? I guess I'm really concerned what we're going to do, you know, the fairness of how do we reduce it for everybody.
Most members voiced their sympathies to Mr. Davis and all business owners, but decided it wasn't doable. This included Commissioner Josh O'Neill, who is a drinker.
You know, I'm a bar guy myself, and I don't know how to be fair for the whole community. We'd have to waive all business license for everyone. I do understand your struggle. I definitely do. I'll do my best when this COVID thing lifts to come drink at least 100 beers at your establishment to hopefully make up for it.
Commissioner Sorich then swooped in with a motion to deny, and Madam Chair Cindy Shaw delivered her final thoughts on the matter.
I just also wanted to say that I recall 2 weeks ago when we talked about this the last time, that both Deb and Mr. Davis, I forgot Deb's last name, they both pleaded with us to extend the hours. And we did that. And I'm sorry to say that. I think that we have put out the olive branch that other people haven't had a chance to get. You know, we still have restrictions on other businesses, you know, 50% of restaurants and that sort of thing. So I just wanted to remind everybody that that was what their request was. And I'm a bit surprised, I'll be honest, that that was not adequate.
The motion to deny was passed by a vote of 8-3. Looking forward to tonight's meeting, which will be broadcast live here on KBMF 102.5, starting at 7:30 p.m. There are two public hearings, one concerning the tax-exempt status of affordable housing on Continental Drive, and another on proposed changes to Butte Silver Bow's zoning map. Due to the virtual nature of the council meetings, if you would like to provide comment on these public hearings or any issue, you must either call 406-497-5009 to submit verbal comment, or submit written comment via email to public-input@bsb.mt.gov. All of this information can be found with this story at butteamericaradio.org. That's all for this week's Council Wrap, and we'll see you next time.